Hello, and welcome to the GCSE English Lit Study Guide series. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most powerful poems in the OCR Love and Relationships anthology, Carol Ann Duffy's Valentine. Forget the red roses and satin hearts. Duffy gives us an onion. And by the end of this 10-minute session, you'll understand exactly why that's a stroke of genius and how to write about it to secure top marks. We'll break down the core metaphor, explore key themes, give you some killer exam tips, and even have a quick-fire quiz to make sure it all sticks. Ready? Let's get started. So, the first thing to get your head around is the poem's big idea. The speaker is rejecting the cliches of love. The opening line is blunt: not a red rose or a satin heart. Examiners expect you to recognize this as a direct refusal of commercialized, sentimental romance. Instead, the speaker offers an onion. Why? Because for Duffy, the onion is a more truthful symbol for love. It's complex, layered, and it can make you cry. This is the poem's extended metaphor, and you must use that term. The poem then takes us on a journey, peeling back the layers of this metaphor. It begins with the promise of something special. It is a moon wrapped in brown paper. The moon suggests romance and magic, but the brown paper suggests honesty, something raw and unadorned. This isn't a fancy gift, it's real. But then, the reality check. It will blind you with tears like a lover. This is the first layer of truth. Love isn't all happiness. It involves pain and vulnerability. A good answer will explore this duality. Duffy uses a powerful simile here, comparing the onion's sting to the way a lover can make you cry, creating a wobbling photo of grief. Next, we get the intensity. The speaker promises the onion's fierce kiss will stay on your lips, slash possessive and faithful. The word fierce shows passion, but that word possessive is crucial. It hints at both loyalty and a more controlling, darker side of love. Top-level analysis always explores this kind of ambiguity. The metaphor then evolves to represent commitment. The onion's rings become a symbol of marriage. Its platinum loops shrink to a wedding ring, slash if you like. The phrase if you like makes it an offering, not a demand. But again, notice the word shrink. Does it mean love naturally settles into a focused commitment? Or does it suggest marriage can be a form of entrapment, a reduction of the self? Examiners award marks for candidates who can argue both interpretations. Finally, the poem takes a dark turn. A single-word stanza, lethal. It's brutal, suggesting love can be dangerous, even destructive. The final lines reinforce this. Its scent will cling to your fingers, slash cling to your knife. The memory of love is inescapable. But that final image, knife, is so unsettling. It links back to lethal and could suggest betrayal, the pain of separation, or even violence. It's a long way from a satin heart. Okay, let's talk exam technique. For OCR, this poem is all about AO2 and AO4. First, AO2, analyzing the writer's methods. Don't just say, Duffy uses an onion. You need to be specific. Talk about the extended metaphor. Talk about the free verse and the irregular stanza lengths, which mirror the unpredictable, unconventional nature of the love being described. Point out the impact of that single-word stanza, lethal. The isolation of the word on the page forces the reader to pause and consider its shocking meaning. That is a structural point that will gain you credit. A common mistake is just listing these features. You have to explain the effect. How does free verse create a conversational, honest tone? How does the fierce kiss simile convey both passion and danger? Second, AO4 comparison. You will have to compare Valentine to another poem from the anthology. Don't analyze them separately. Plan 3 clear points of comparison or contrast. Use connective phrases like similarly, in contrast, or whereas Duffy presents love as dangerous, Larkin Inn and Arundel Tomb suggests it can endure. A great comparison to make is with a poem like John Cooper Clarke's I Wanna Be Yours. Both reject traditional romance, but Clarke uses domestic everyday items to show devotion, creating a playful and tender tone, which contrasts sharply with Duffy's dangerous and painful onion. All right, time for a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, you pause and answer, then I'll give you the answer. Let's go! 1. What two traditional Valentine's gifts does the speaker reject at the start? Answer: a red rose and a satin heart. 2. The onion is described as a moon wrapped in what? Answer: brown paper. 3. The onion's kiss is described as fierce, possessive, and what? Answer: faithful. 4. What single brutal word makes up the penultimate stanza? Answer: lethal. 5. The poem's final image is of the onion scent clinging to your fingers and your What? Answer. Knife.
How did you do? If you got all five, you're well on your way to mastering the key details. So, to sum up, Valentine is a complex and challenging poem that rejects sentimental ideas about love. It uses the powerful extended metaphor of an onion to show that true love is honest, intense, painful, and lasting. For the exam, remember to focus on analyzing Duffy's methods, AO2, and building a sustained, integrated comparison with another poem, AO4. Explore the ambiguity in the language, the blend of tenderness and violence. Don't be afraid of the darker side of the poem. That's where the top marks are found. Thanks for listening. Go back and read the poem now with these ideas in mind. You've got this.